Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
Live show now on a Wednesday as we get going. Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, Rockstar Forrester, Lunsford all here. Tyler, the intern's back. Taylor handling our social media. You can jump on all of our platforms at Next Round Live. Remember to like and subscribe. Just 59 days away from week zero of college football. We got a big show ahead coming up at the halfway point at 11 o'clock Central. We'll unveil your poll, the people's poll, our 40 and 40. We'll do it different than we've done in years past. We'll show you the whole poll. We'll release the whole thing at 11 o'clock, 1 through 40 or 40 through 1. We haven't decided if we're going forward to backwards or backwards to forward, but we'll do something at 11 o'clock. You'll see your vote in its entirety today, and then we'll start our countdown tomorrow. But, guys, let's start with a little college football. Let's start with news that happened yesterday. We had talked a little bit in the offseason that Mike Leach's contract was going to end on December 31st, 2023, if he didn't get a new deal. Reports come out of Mississippi yesterday. He gets that two-year extension. He's now locked up through 2025. In 18 SEC games, Mike Leach is 7-11. But he gets the contract extension right now. There's some high hopes for this Mississippi State team with Will Rogers at quarterback going into this season.
Yeah, look, I think Mississippi State's going to be a tough out. I said this a couple of months ago. I think Will Rogers, everybody talks about system. I think he's one of the best quarterbacks that Mike Leach has ever had. When you go back to Texas Tech, Washington State, now Mississippi State, I know you're a little indifferent on Mike Leach. I know he's a weird guy. I appreciate kind of the quirkiness. But I think he's a hell of a coach. I really do. I think he's had difficult jobs.
He has.
And maybe that fits him perfectly. This is the most difficult job he's ever had because of the conference it's in.
Oh, I agree with that. I mean, they seem to me like a 6-6 team again this year, 7-5 with Will Rogers. It's hard to be if you've got, say, the third or fourth best quarterback in the SEC. But that's sort of where Will Rogers falls into that place for me.
Third or fourth best? Yeah, probably so.
Yeah, they were third in the West last year, which, I mean, when you think about that, I mean, third in the West is pretty strong.
Yeah. I mean, if he finished there again, I mean, I don't know what expectations would be for Mississippi State fan for Mike Leach this year.
Oh, I don't either. I think they're a 6-6 team.
Yeah, but
if I'm a Mississippi State fan,
you're not looking at it as a fan. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah. You're trying to be realistic.
You guys tell me if I'm wrong. If I'm a Mississippi State fan, I think we challenge for second in the West this year. We were third in the West last year.
That's too high of an expectation, man.
That's a lot. No, I mean, I'm with Jim.
I mean, I know Texas A&M's up there.
Yeah, Arkansas is not bad.
Let me give you this little stretch right here. This is if you're challenging for second, try this stretch on. Starting October 1, Texas A&M at home, Arkansas at home, at Kentucky, at Alabama, bye week, Auburn, and Georgia at home.
Yep. That's the SEC, man.
That is a brutal stretch of football right there for any school, really. Yeah, I mean, but if I give Alabama that schedule, that's tough.
But I agree with Dunaway. I think if you look at most SEC West schools, you're going to see that type of schedule. Give Mississippi State Georgia's schedule, and you tell me what they do.
Give Mississippi State Georgia's schedule?
Yeah. And you think they've got a chance at winning 10 games with Georgia's schedule?
Well, I mean, all that is Tennessee. Mississippi State is Tennessee. You have a great quarterback. You have a creative offensive mind as a coach. And expectations for Tennessee are pretty good this year.
But I mean, I think the expectation for Tennessee is to challenge for second in the East and to win 10 games.
I mean, if I give them Georgia's schedule, I could see a 9-3.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, over in the chat room, Goose, Leach is an average coach. Ross, I love LT's optimism about MSU, but I just don't see it. I mean, if you're 6-6, that's average. And, you know, it's flat 500 on a record, but when you factor it into the SEC, you know, they give out wins and losses to half the league when they play each other every Saturday. You're either winning or losing. Not everybody can be a 9-win, 10-win, 11-win team every year in the SEC. You're going to have some 6-6s and 7-5s. And that's, to me, where Mississippi State falls this season. You have to give this contract extension. You've got to, because in the recruiting world, you have that crazy law in Mississippi, which I've never understood. They can
make any sense.
They can only have a 4-year contract.
Yeah,
that hurts you, I think, in college athletics. I think it really hurts you in football. Mike Leach's deal was down to basically 2 seasons until they worked out the deal. He's making $5.5 million a year, according to reports. He is a really innovative mind at offensive football that hasn't worked yet against the best teams in this league. They have not been on the same field with Alabama yet. You know what I mean? And I would imagine against Georgia, it would look about the same way. Can you be, other than Alabama and Georgia, the next best team in this league? You can be with Mike Leach, I think. I don't think Mike Leach's system ever will be consistent enough to win an SEC championship or get you to Atlanta.
I think you can be in a given season.
Yeah, or a given weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, you said you could maybe challenge for third best behind Alabama and Georgia. I don't think you think he can do that consistently. I don't even think that. And I'm a bigger Mike Leach fan than you are. I don't think he can do that consistently. Yeah. I think in a given year, lightning in a bottle, schedule is favorable, you could be third in the SEC.
Yeah,
second best team in the West, third in the SEC.
They beat Texas A&M last year.
They did.
And Texas A&M on paper should be the third best team in the league this year, right?
And again, that's one of the reasons, if I'm a Mississippi State fan, we finished third in the SEC West last year. This is his third year. We beat A&M last year. They are projected to be the second best team in the West. If everything breaks right, we could have a 9-3 and we could be the second best team.
Here's the problem for coaches in the conference. Every other fan base thinks that way, too.
Oh, exactly.
I mean, Ole Miss fans think the same thing you're saying. Why can we not challenge to be the third best team in the conference right now?
We just had our first 10-win regular season ever.
Yeah, Texas A&M fans are thinking even higher than that. Yeah. Like, we should actually be in Atlanta and maybe even win this conference.
Well, that's what the scary thing is.
I mean, do you think LSU fans, to continue that thought, think they're really going to be a 6-6 team this year? LSU doesn't think that.
No, no.
They think they're contending for second in the West.
2019, arguably the greatest team in college football history. We're only 3 years removed from that. You've still got LSU talent, and you've got an elite coach coming in. That is what is so difficult about this SEC West, and that's what's, if I'm an Auburn fan, I'm really concerned right now. You look at what's going on with every other program, and Brian Harsin seems to be the guy that is losing steam.
Yeah, right now Auburn would be the one team you would sit there and debate. Is stock up or stock down for us? And it seems like it's stock down for us compared to where we usually are in the pecking order. LSU stock down, but you feel like with Brian Kelly, it could start moving in a positive direction. It's up at Arkansas. It's up at Ole Miss. Texas A&M, they feel like the future is in front of them. And Mississippi State fans like Mike Leach, and they think the future is in front of them there too. I mean, Arkansas, do you think they think they're going to be the second best team in the West this year? I think they do.
I think they think, based on the way they played last year, they go to the bowl game, they get the win. There's a ton of excitement for Sam Pittman. I think they like KJ Jefferson there a lot. They got Alabama coming to their place, the game that Arkansas was into the final. I mean, that went down to an onside kick at the end in Tuscaloosa. And they got to be thinking, now the Georgia game did not go well for them at all, but they got to be thinking, we're good enough. Look, if we could play Alabama last year, the runner-up, the SEC champion, the runner-up for a national champion, if we can play them to an onside kick in Tuscaloosa, why can we not beat them in Fayetteville?
Yeah.
If I'm an Arkansas fan, I'm thinking that.
And it's amazing just a few years ago how bad Arkansas was. But sans Alabama, the SEC West is so unpredictable this year. I mean, I really could see Arkansas go 5-7 and still be a really talented team. Mississippi State could go 9-3. They could go 5-7. I mean, you know, we do that exercise every year. We try to get, within 3 games of what the record's really going to be for each SEC school. It's going to be really tough in the West.
Oh, we got to build animation now that we're on the video side of this for that, because it's a straight ripoff. What was the show with Bob Barker and the skinny microphone? What
was that? The Price is Right.
Price is Right, and it had the little ukulele guy, not ukulele.
No, the
yodeler, the mountain climber. And he'd slide up the mountain. Back to Little Fair for a second.
I'd love to go back.
Watching that on Saturday. The Little Affair from 1997. I don't understand yodeling, but in the middle of a song that I'm all on stage, they're singing something. All of a sudden, Jewel steps to the microphone and starts yodeling. Has anybody ever liked yodeling in a song?
Well, you know, it's funny. So we talk about Lady Bird a lot.
She yodels?
I had looked into a Basenji.
Do
you guys know anything about a Basenji?
I have no clue what a Basenji is.
A Basenji is the only dog in the world that doesn't bark. It yodels.
But shut up.
I swear, pull the Basenji. The Basenji is a really good-looking dog. But the problem with the Basenji is they say they're the Houdinis of dogs. Like, if you put them in a crate, they find a way to get out of the crate. They'll break out of your house. They're very mischievous.
I mean, I don't know that a selling point to me that I got a dog that doesn't bark, but he yodels. I don't really want that.
Well, I didn't want a dog that barks. I don't know how bad the yodeling is. I've never been around a Basenji. I think they're cool-looking dogs. Look at that.
They yodel?
They yodel.
Are pretty dogs.
Well, I will tell you.
Can we get any audio on the yodeling? Can you do that?
Yeah. Well, let's do that on... can you do it right here live?
Oh, here we go.
Or do we need...
Really?
Oh, that would be so annoying. Gosh, no. Get me out of here.
That exactly is Jewel. That's what Jewel was doing in Lilith there.
Jewel's a Basenji, huh?
Yeah.
Woo! God, I could not. Could you imagine that any time a storm comes in, that's what you hear?
Well, my little Angus, the little long-haired Dachshund that we have, who's about this big, if you don't pay attention to him, his octave goes up. He goes from barking, and then it gets higher and higher and higher, and he'll keep going up until glasses are breaking, and you've got to let him outside, or you've got to let him upstairs, or get in your lap, or whatever.
He's just like his master is.
Yeah, just gets a little. You talking about Maggie's?
Yeah.
All right. So halfway through the show, this opening segment here, brought to you by our friends at the University of Montevallo. Mike Leach has a new contract. We'll talk about a great AL.com story here in just a second. They do this, I think, every year, and LT's got some interesting stuff. But if you're looking for an interesting place for your son or daughter to go to school, Montevallo is that place for you. Find out why you belong at Montevallo. Montevallo.edu. Montevallo.edu. In-person tours, you can get those right now. See the beautiful campus that Southern Living raves about. They haven't raised tuition in 5 years there. Great athletics, 21 Division II scholarship sports, new buildings going up everywhere, multi-million dollar theater department, business school remodeled there, communication school, great facilities. See it all right now. Montevallo.edu. Montevallo.edu. At AL.com, Craig Stevenson writes, is it Stevenson or Stevens?
I always Stevenson. Read, Craig Stevenson. Stevenson.
Yeah, Craig Stevenson. Good guy. Writes at AL.com about the drought for your favorite school when it comes to winning an SEC football championship. AL.com/the Birmingham News. They've been doing the SID poll and the all SEC team, all their rankings all week long. They're to the drought now. What may surprise you, the last time your team won on SEC championship. Alabama's on a 2-year streak now. They've won the last two, so, you know, they've won the most recent ones. Let's go through some of these and see if they surprise you.
Well, first to start, you know, 14 teams obviously in this league, 5 have not won the SEC championship. And you understand why, because of, you know, teams coming in later into the conference. But Arkansas, Missouri, South Carolina, A&M, and Vanderbilt have never won.
Vandy's the only OG that hasn't done it, right?
Yeah, the only one that really surprised me is Arkansas, because they've had opportunities. And it's not like in the 90s you had some good teams.
Yeah, but only
Florida, Tennessee's.
They played only one Arkansas team made it to Atlanta, right?
They've only been there once.
I think it was two. I think Houston Nutt, I think, took them twice.
Yeah, they did.
Well, I thought Madre Hill was there.
They played Florida twice. They got blown out, and they had a really tight game the second time.
I thought Mississippi State's been once, and I thought Arkansas's been once. Ole Miss hasn't been, I thought. You think Arkansas's been twice?
Yeah, I think actually they played Georgia once and Florida once. Yeah, they've been twice.
Okay. Yeah, they lost to Georgia 30-3 in 2002, and then 2006 they lost to Florida 38-28.
Okay, so they've been twice there.
Yeah,
to Atlanta. But some of these popped out to you, and you were a little surprised by these. But Alabama on the 2-year streak.
Excuse me, 3 times. They've also lost to Florida 34-3. Yeah, 3 trips.
That's the one I remember, actually. Yeah.
So LSU, it's been 3 years. We just mentioned the 2019 team. That's not a bad drought. Georgia, though, when you look at Kirby Smart and all of the success he's had winning a national championship last year, it's been 5 years since they won an SEC championship.
Okay, four SEC championships. So they've got the numbers skewed at AL.com.
But it was the 17th season, right?
It was after the 7th. So 18, 19, 20, 21.
Okay.
They played 4 SEC championships.
But still,
skew every one of these, skew the number.
Skew it down one.
Minus one on every one of these.
That's fine. But with the success of Georgia, aren't you a little surprised that it's almost not like a back and forth between Alabama and Georgia?
Yeah, it is a little surprising, yeah.
It is. But, I mean, they're the national champs. They've lost all those games, right? Yeah. They've been in the SEC championship Well, the last 3 years.
No. Florida was there.
No, 2 years ago. Yeah. That's right. But they lost to LSU, mm-hmm. who won the national championship. Right. They lost to Alabama.
Yeah. Alabama twice.
Auburn, 9 years, 8 years, 2013 season. Had a great opportunity in 17 against Georgia.
They did. I mean, if you didn't have an injury, it would have been a greater opportunity. That one doesn't surprise me much. That one is about right. Exactly where I thought it would be.
Yeah. This one is shocking. The Florida Gators, if I would have told you in 2008 when Tim Tebow and Urban Meyer take down Alabama and win a national championship, I would have said, we're going to be sitting here in 2022 and Florida is not going to win an SEC championship. So, that seems impossible.
So Tebow in 2008 is the last time they won the SEC championship.
That's really hard to believe.
Yeah.
I mean, that is.
That's the one that will blow you away on all the list here because they owned this event to start with.
Yeah, I mean, Florida and Alabama owned it initially, and then Alabama kind of faded, but Florida did not. They continued going, and then Urban Meyer kept them there. They've played for it a lot, though. I mean, Jim McElwain had two teams in it.
They were two teams only because we were in division.
Somebody had to be there for the
year. They were there in 2009 right after, 15, 16, and 20.
I mean, so they've at least been there. But you're right. If you had gone back to 2008, walking out of that stadium after Tim Tebow engineered that fourth quarter comeback against Alabama and said, you have just watched your last Florida SEC championship.
Until who knows when.
Until who knows when, I would have said, you are out of your mind.
Well,
that is absolutely impossible.
Urban Meyer had them there three consecutive. And I remember sitting there with Ian Fitzsimmons, and we were, I think, in the World Congress Center, where we used to do the shows before.
Right.
And I remember talking, you know, about this Urban Meyer, the second meeting in 2009. Urban Meyer, Nick Saban, we're going to see this every other year at least. I mean, these teams, because, you know, Urban Meyer was young then. We didn't know he had heart problems or health problems.
Or want-to problems.
Yeah, so I just thought that we were going to see Alabama and Florida all the time. And after 2009...
Well, we did. I mean, there were stories that were written that this was the new Bo and Woody back to the old Big Ten days, that they would always be bumping heads in the SEC, Urban and Nick, and, you know, Urban didn't hang around for the fight. He went literally back to Woody's place back up in the Big Ten. Some others, real quick, here in the first segment. Wim Sanderson in our next segment, by the way.
So think about it. Tennessee wins the SEC championship in 98 after having Peyton Manning in 97, 98, you win the national championship, and you haven't won an SEC championship since? Almost a quarter of a century? That's another shocker to me.
We know what's been going on with Tennessee football, but the fact that, you know, early on it was, you know, Alabama won the first two, but then it seemed like Florida and Tennessee were the best in the league in the 90s, and to not have them win one since 98, that's a big one.
Yeah, I would agree 100% with you on that one.
We're not even getting a lot of them in the game.
No, I mean, that was their last game, right? Was 98 their last SEC?
No, didn't Saban beat them with Matt Mauk or whoever, the injured quarterback?
Yeah, that was 2001. That was when they would have played for a national championship had they won that game. You're right. That was their last appearance.
Yeah.
The other ones aren't really surprising. Ole Miss, 59 years. Does that shock you guys?
No, not really.
I mean, the fact that they won one surprises some people. But we're back to black and white TV there, I think.
Kentucky, 72 years. Bear Bryant was the head coach back in 1950. And then finally, Mississippi State, it's been 81 years.
What year did Mississippi State win it?
It was the final season before the onset of World War II, 1941. Yep.
I don't know if we're coming back, Rocky.
Let's win one for the game.
I don't know if we're coming back, Rocky.
Before
we kick the Germans' ass, let's go win this SEC football championship.
Now, you know, they did.
Hell State.
They did get to the 1998 SEC championship game.
Yep.
Rockstar quarterback for Mississippi State?
Wayne Madden.
That's right. Your guy.
Your man. So that's an interesting read. You get all the details there from Craig and the folks there at AL.com, if you'd like to check that out. John pointing out Lunsford from the back row, 2007 was Tennessee's last appearance, lost to Les Miles and LSU. That was the day Les Miles told us he was going to be the coach at LSU, right? He was on his way to Michigan, and when Herb Street broke it a little early.
Have a great day.
We're having a great day here. We've got a lot of football to talk about. Again, we'll release your poll, the 40 and 40, in its entirety, coming up at 11 o'clock Central Time, and we'll circle back in the final hour to break it down a little bit for you. On the show today, Wimp Sanderson, and I'll tell you the other guest, after LT tells you about the great folks at Simpio, one of the first calls we made now about 1 year ago today.
Yeah, hey, look, Simpio is going to take care of the BS in every single office. When a business joins Simpio, they're going to take care of the four pillars: compliance, HR, payroll, and benefits. When your company joins Simpio, you gain access to healthcare and employer benefits at prices only large organizations get. On average, Simpio is saving companies of all sizes and industries over 18% net of their fees. You can join Simpio any time of year. There's no contract. With that being said, Simpio has a 99% retention rate. Call Blake and the guys today, 205-635-7467. Or for more information, check them out online, simpio.com.
All of a sudden, Lunsford has become the fact checker on the back row. We say stuff, he corrects us, we correct it on the air. Yeah. Go ahead.
Tennessee played Auburn in 04. I was actually at that game. Stupid that I forgot that one. And they were actually back in 07.
Yeah, so Lunsford pointing that out over there. Yep, 04
all
and
on
07
me.
Right
all
there.
All on me.
All right, we roll on. When we come back, Wimp Sanderson, then Brad Crawford at 10 o'clock, starting hour 2, 10 o'clock Central, 24/7 Sports Talk and college football. And then the national champion from Barstool, Mincy, rejoins the show at 10:25 Central today. Then our 40 and 40 countdown at 11. LT's got trash at 11:30. The table is set. We're ready to feast on college football next.
Follow Brownie on Twitter and Instagram at Ryan Brown Live.
This hour of the Next Round is presented by Culver's. Now hiring full and part-time at the Tattersall Park location off 119. Health and dental insurance and $14 to $16 per hour for full-time hires. Apply in-store or online at culvers.com.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Birmingham store. Conquer whatever summertime activities you want to take part in, all while wearing the perfect shoes. Our fit specialists take precise measurements of your feet and analyze how you walk and run so that your shoes fit perfectly. And we haven't forgotten about the kids either. We'll get them equipped for summer camp or whatever adventures they take on. Stop by the New Balance Birmingham store today, located on Highway 280 next to Chick-fil-A. New Balance Birmingham. Experience the difference a custom fit makes today.
ERA King has the new Guaranteed Move program, which lets you compare instant offers with open market offers so you can choose how and when to sell your home. You can close with a quick cash offer, no showings, and no open houses, or you can explore multiple offers through a traditional listing. Available only through ERA King, Guaranteed Move puts you in control. Visit movewithking.com or text MOVE to 35620. To learn more, that's MOVE, M-O-V-E, to 35620.
This sweet!
Did you make it out the door on time?
Yeah, but I have lipstick on my teeth.
Ooh, that color looks great on you. And you deserve a tasty treat.
Mm.
Did you take an alternate route and avoid 30 seconds of traffic? Or did you wear the Abla? Ooh, and now you're sweating in your shacket. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you nail the high note while singing along to your favorite song? Yes, I did! Woo! You perfectly parallel park without bumping any bumpers.
Yeah, but I lock my keys in the car.
That's okay.
I need my keys a little sweet.
Did you get your kid in the car seat without losing your temper? Buckle in, that's a win. It's one of a kind, it'll blow your mind. Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Drunk driving prevention is a priority at Anheuser-Busch. You can't drive drunk if you don't drive there. Encourage friends to join in the pledge to Decide to Ride on DecideToRide.com. Brought to you by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, Uber, Birmingham Budweiser, and The Next Round. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want more of the show? Download the app or visit NextRoundLive.com for the latest podcast. The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast like Bama and Bourbon, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family. All at NextRoundLive.com and on the Next Round app.
Things fall apart. There's even a book about it. But that doesn't mean you have to break the bank to fix them. Ryan Brown here for the Next Round. Our friends at Mortgage Right have a new renovation option that will make repairs and other home improvements easy. If you've recently purchased a home and find yourself short on cash, or you're looking to buy a fixer-upper, Mortgage Right's renovation loan program can help you spruce up your space. Repairs can be made to your roof, plumbing, flooring, and more with the help of top-notch mortgage professionals. So get your fix by visiting MortgageRight.com/TNR. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender. Stay up to date with the Next Round at NextRoundLive.com. The latest videos from the show, plus podcasts like The Mystery Fifth Hour, Bama and Bourbon, Last Call, and others from the Double Down Media podcast family. You can start your day with the latest college football stories, plus easy to listen to hour-by-hour downloads of the live show. NextRoundLive.com, a great way to stream the show live or shop in the Next Round store. Make NextRoundLive.com your homepage. That's NextRoundLive.com.
Vulcan Tire and Automotive is hiring. If you want to take advantage of joining in with a local growing company in the automotive service industry, this is the opportunity for you. Hiring oil and tire technicians and more experienced mechanics. If you've got the talent and the desire, there is a spot for you at Vulcan Tire and Auto. Stop by one of their four locations and the manager on site can walk you through the pay scale, great benefits, and flexible work schedule. Get paid to build your future in the industry. Moody, Trustful, Hoover, and Gardendale, VulcanTireAndAuto.com.
Want more of the show? Download the app or visit NextRoundLive.com for the latest podcast, The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family, all at NextRoundLive.com and on the Next Round app.
One more fact from Lunsford on the back row about the last time Tennessee was in the SEC football championship off the good story at AL.com today. The teams that have been there since Tennessee, though, is pretty amazing. Georgia, Florida, Missouri, and South Carolina have all made multiple appearances the SEC championship game since Tennessee has played in it. All right there. Part of the show being brought to you by our friends at CraneWorks. They bring you Wimp Sanderson every day.
And the coach joins us now on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline. The Rental Works Division of CraneWorks brings Coach to us. Hello, Coach. How are you?
I hate to interrupt this boring conversation I've been listening to.
No, interrupt. Well, you should turn your radio off and turn us on.
Wow, look at Jim Dunaway.
He got back at me, didn't he?
Yeah. By the way, I don't know if this is your last appearance or not, but LT's got your jacket on today, some kind of a tribute.
I don't think so.
And I listened to that cotton picking show y'all did Saturday, and when I got on there, they said there were 81 listeners. After listening to y'all, that crap y'all put out Saturday, I made it 80 because I turned mine off.
I don't even know what you're talking about from Saturday.
Well, Saturday he was doing some kind of show.
No, I was in a pool Saturday.
Yeah,
I'm sure they were on the golf,
golf course.
I was with the crying child.
Maybe it was a recording or something.
Probably.
That's probably what it was. Well, hey, why don't you interview us today? You got a show. Knock it out.
Okay. You say that the strength that is so unpredictable in the West, and the reason it's unpredictable in the West is so much better. That somebody's going to beat somebody that's not supposed to. You got Alabama, LSU, A&M, and Arkansas. And so, therefore, it is going to be more unpredictable because the East is not very good. You got Georgia's and you got the rest of them. You might have Kentucky. But then the rest of the teams in the East are upstarts. There's somebody like the Tennessees or the South Carolinas who's gotten a quarterback. And the Tennessees who's better, Vanderbilt, no. It's a situation where the East pretty poor and the West is pretty darn good, so it's going to be very difficult to predict what's going to happen after you talk about Alabama. Alabama would be by far the best.
Yeah, but I mean, the East did have the national champions, and not many people projected Kentucky to be the second best team in the East or Tennessee to be the third best team in the East last year. They would have probably gone Florida second, and then who knows after that. So I would call that almost equally as unpredictable as the West.
Yeah, I guess. And, you know, and scheduling is going to be such a big factor. I know Brownie thinks it's going to be 9 games. Right now the vote is 7-7 to keep it at 8. And I know the commissioner's got the final vote. I got caught all that. The ACC went to 3 permanents. Kind of interesting in 5, then rotate 5 every 2 years. So,
yeah, a format that wouldn't work for the SEC because they're going to have 16 teams and the ACC's got 14.
Yeah, when you get 16 teams, everything goes every which way. You know, you still got Missouri in the East, and that's a little bit confusing. It always has been to me a little bit. So,
well, I agree with Brown. I think it'll go 9 games.
Oh, I know you do. Yeah. I know, and so does Lance, and that's probably right. I don't think it's going to be quite as easy as y'all think, but it probably will.
Well, and we won't have divisions anymore. I mean, everybody's going away from divisions. The ACC has announced that, the Pac-12 is, the Big 12 never had them. So it's down in the major conferences to the Big Ten and the SEC. I just don't think you'll have divisions anymore either. Are you okay with
that? No, you won't. You're going to have, by those guys coming up, when Texas and Oklahoma's come to the SEC, it's going to, the ACC is so weak now money-wise, and Clemson is good. Miami can be good. And as we talk about the same little thing. And then, of course, USC on the West Coast is going to be good, with Oregon pretty good. Just like you said, Brandon, that's one thing you did get right. SEC, hey, Big Ten are going to be the best two, no doubt about that.
Hey, back to the SEC West real quick, Coach. Only a few weeks away from SEC Media Days in Atlanta. Not that the vote ever matters, but do you have a feeling that Auburn will be penciled in by the media as coming in last place in the SEC West?
I hadn't gone down it. I think there's a chance, yes. I do think that's a chance.
Well, Ole Miss is coming off 10-win season. Arkansas's got that momentum coming off 9 wins. We talked about Mississippi State, A&M. A lot of people think they'll get a 14 playoff possibly. LSU's got Brian Kelly coming in.
I'll tell you something that goes along with that. They had strength of schedule out today. And the number one strength of schedule in the SEC was the toughness of was Auburn. And the last team strength of schedule was Ole Miss. A&M was 8, Alabama was 9, which is about right. And Ole Miss, I guess they pinned that game on the Penn State non-conference game that Auburn had was, going to be a tough one. And I didn't really read it that much.
I would imagine it also factors in that you're playing, 1-2 in Georgia and Alabama both on the road. That adds to the difficulty.
You're right. I didn't read the whole thing. I didn't really check it. Why? But I was a little bit surprised Auburn was 1. And I would say, Lance, if they're not the last team in the league, they're probably next to it. And I don't even know who the last team should be. But don't they have 5 straight home games? Auburn
to start the early, they are home early, road late.
That's right.
And the deal is that they've got, it could be beatable teams. Penn State's beatable. The other two teams are beatable. And in the conference, I'm guessing, but I think it's LSU and Missouri. And if it is, I think that's right for their first 5 games. I don't have it in front of me, but those beat. I don't know. They got such home field advantage, and I think people are down on that a little bit. And I don't know what, they got teams they're going to beat without home field advantage, but they got some that they need to have home field advantage in order to win. So I don't know.
The Coach Wimp Sanderson is with us on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline. He's presented each week by the Rental Works Division of Crane Works. Jim opened the show talking about Mike Leach getting a contract extension. Mississippi's got this weird law where you can only have a 4-year deal. He was down to 2, so they bumped it back up to 4. And it is common for people to say, oh, that helps you in recruiting. I've always felt like that was more coaches that wanted that message out there because they want a long contract. I've never once in my life heard a recruit say, I was considering school X, but the coach only had a 3-year deal. Do you honestly believe, please take the coaching hat off, that it affects recruiting that much?
No. I think Leach, if they wanted to give Leach something, they could have given him another year and not raised him, in my opinion. They could have given him one more year if they wanted to do that to make him feel good and to make the recruits feel pretty comfortable with that. And I don't see there's any reason to raise him myself. But I don't know how hard he works. He stays a lot in South Florida or down the coast somewhere. I just don't know how hard he works. But Lane Kiffin works his mouth good, and he's going to be a hot commodity for a new coaching job after this year.
We're 1 year into, as of today, Brandon Marcello with a great story at 24/7 Sports. We're 1 year into name, image, and likeness. Which, in your opinion, you have not been a fan, which, in your opinion, has hurt college athletics more, name, image, and likeness, or the transfer portal, the ability to transfer? Well, no, but we're separating because they're two different things. Which do you think hurts more, the name, image, and likeness, or the portal?
If you're coaching, they're not different, two different things at all. They go together they go together very well, and you can't separate them as two different things. I think they're... A guy leaves you because you fuss at him. They're not two different things.
There's no money involved if you fuss at a guy.
I'll just say you're not right, but you never are.
Non-responsive. treat their witness hostile.
Well, look, I mean, the portal came first. NIL came after the portal. They are two different things. I see your point, Coach.
Okay, they're two different things in you broadcasters' minds. That's fine. They're not in the coach's mind. I would say, to try to answer his question, the NIL is more difficult to control because it gets into, as you don't realize, into recruiting big time. It is the basis of recruiting, and it is the basis of people changing places, changing commitments, getting bought, and those kinds of things. Not like Lance thinks, but that's the way it is. And I answer that one question, and if you want me to separate them, I'd say the NIL.
Yeah, well, I'll be honest with you. It's going to shock you. I disagree with you.
Well, good.
I think the portal is more of an impact because that allows them to get away from you. If you're coaching them hard, if they don't like their playing time,
you're not behind the scenes in recruiting. That's the problem with you. And you don't know that recruiting is the most important thing that you've ever done and being able to recruit them and keep them.
I know that.
And
I know
that makes the transfer portals big. But
it sounds like you're arguing for my point.
Do what?
It sounds like you're arguing for my point that the portal is the more impactful.
Well, I think the portal. I don't know. I'm not here. I think they're both intertwined. Myself, you guys don't. And that's okay. I think it's big time intertwined with being able to leave when you want to and being able to do what you can best you can do to get a player behind the scenes if that's what you want to do, or even front of the scenes. You know, that 3.5 to the guy that's going to USC from Pittsburgh.
Yep. So, but without the portal, he couldn't do that, though, Wimp. He'd have to stay at Pittsburgh or sit out here.
You're right. You're correct. I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But it's fine. No problem.
Hey, with all that said, what is something you've done that would surprise all of us? Like skydiving, surfing?
I'd love to see Wimp skydive.
Nothing. I'm not a swimmer. I wouldn't skydive for anything. I mean, they might push me out. But
you ever killed a snake? I mean, just something random.
No, I can't. I haven't done anything very important. I don't want to say that because it sounds like I'm bragging. So I don't.
No. We like humble brags.
No, I don't need humble brags. I try to.
Well, you just teased
us. I try behind the scenes to look after a lot of people.
Okay.
As best I can. That's not a very good answer. I mean, that sounds like I'm bragging. So
no.
I can't. Think off the top of my head.
World needs people like that. Well,
that's right. That's
I just
right.
went to see. I just went to see my second baseman in Little League. He has cancer, and he was my second baseman in my Little League team 200 years ago. So,
what position did you play?
I was the coach.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like your second baseman on your team.
I was coaching the Little League team. We had. Great little league team. So it's no. I shouldn't even say it. I don't know. I think I'm scared of snakes. I don't like to dive. I wasn't a very good swimmer. So I was.
Which one of your teams at Alabama would have most likely pushed you out of the team playing? Which one were you hardest on?
Probably the first one.
Oh, really?
The very first one. So if they'd opened that hatch. Mid-flight, they had to push you out over the Mississippis back.
They would change you. But the thing that pleases me the most, I can't remember if I said this or not, is that I wondered when I got through coaching those 12 years that was I too tough on my guys? And I look back on it now, nobody's happy. I always laughed and said everybody would leave, and they probably a lot of them left. But nobody's happy. If the coach is easy, they want to transfer, like you're talking about the transfer portal. If he's hard, if they said something smart, nobody is really. There are very few people that are happy. There are very few players that are really happy if they're looking to transfer portal. It's full of players. Whether you're hard, easy, or in between, I don't think anybody's really very happy.
Well, Charles says the wildest thing you've ever done is told an official good game and meant it.
John Clarkety, you told John Clarkety, great job, John.
Yeah, John's told me that they were in the dressing room and said his feet are going to be out of bounds. I mean, out of the coaching box. I watched for him and get him with a tee, and they did.
What's the shakiest flight you've ever been on?
Oh, the shakiest flight. had. I don't know. I can't remember.
Did you ever have one that you thought was going down?
Yeah. I've had a couple that I got pretty nervous about. Yes, and I'll tell you something funny. I was invited to go down to the Florida-Alabama football game with a couple of buddies of mine who have a private plane. They got it together to scare me. And so when I got there, and I don't really think about planes, I just get on and ride. They said, we're not quite ready to go. We got something wrong with the oil pan. We got something wrong with the oil pan. I said, this thing is not doing right. I said, I don't think we ought to go in this thing private. It's twin engine. I don't think we ought to go if we've got problems with this thing. I think it's going to be okay. Well, they had already planned to dip it. They were going to take the plane, dip it down, which they did. And I was a nervous wreck getting on the plane, and I'd already figured out there's something wrong with the oil pan. I don't even know this. I couldn't pick an oil pan. And they had decided they were going to dip it, and they dipped it. And it wasn't real funny, but
No. I would have been pissed off at that, Wimp. That is a foul.
And I was with them the other day at one of them at Nick Saban's golf tournament, Gus Yovers, and he came up and started telling everybody that. Of course, he added to it. You know, he added to it. I was about to faint and all that bull crap. You know, he added to the story, but it was. They did do that to me.
They did that to me on the Goodyear blimp one time. I was over Talladega.
Oh, they did it, really?
Yeah, and it makes that humming sound of whatever keeps the blimp up in the air, the little fans or whatever. It's a constant sound. It's just like,
yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, they do turn it off.
They said, hey, we're fine. You know, I was going through every crash scenario. Would we float to the ground? They're like, we'd probably lose air pretty quickly. We'd have a pretty hard bump on the ground. But as long as it's and it's fine, we'll be perfectly fine. And then in the middle of my tees on live television, they cut the engines. They cut the fan. And that sound, I mean, it went deathly quiet. And
I had to
change my underwear.
We had four pilots at Alabama because Coach Bryant wanted four pilots on because if two were arrested, two wanted to go. Coach Bryant's deal was two pilots and two engines.
Two pilots and two engines. I'll accept nothing less.
Nothing less than two pilots. He wouldn't get on a plane that said two pilots and two engines.
That is funny.
And when Ray came in, Ray worked those. I'm telling you, Ray worked.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I've heard that guy.
He and Pat were fighting each other. I could talk about that for the whole show, but. He worked those guys. I'm telling you, Ray Perkins worked his fanny off, and it was quite different. But when Coach was there, those four guys were there were two rested and two ready to go.
The Coach Wimp Sanderson with us each week, courtesy of the Rental Works Division of Crane Works. Coach.
Well, Rental Works Division of Crane Works has all the equipment you need for a DIY projects, from chainsaws to skid steers. They have it all. David Upton does a great job, and Rental Works does a great job for Crane Works. And appreciate you guys having me on. Sorry, wasn't a whole lot to talk about today, but we got through it.
It's pretty bad, but
my goodness, filled 22 minutes. Yeah.
Coach, thank you. Love you.
I don't know if I love y'all.
Okay, bye. That's the Coach Wimp Sanderson of the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline.
And the show is brought to you by our friends at Wayne's. Right now, the greatest offer they've ever had on the air with us over the years they've been with us. Wayne's giving you a chance now to save big bucks on your first service.
It is that old smart pest, Jimmy Dunaway. Nobody wants rodents in their house, right? Crawl spaces, attics, you don't want that. And what Wayne's does with smart pests is they set up a rodent monitoring system. Monitors 24/7. The minute it spots one, it proactively communicates back to Wayne's. They come out, they exterminate and take care of the situation. You don't have to worry about it. If the one thing you notice in all of this, you're not doing anything except calling 866-WAYNES-1 and saving $100 when you use the code TNR for the next round. $100 off your initial smart pest service when you call 866-WAYNES-1 and use the code TNR.
All right, when we come back, an interesting development with Freddie Freeman, but you heard us talking about a near-death experience with Wimp there flying. You can hear that on a soon-to-be-released Mystery Fifth Hour podcast that we have going out, video podcast too as well. Now we've got a video version of the Mystery Fifth Hour that'll be going out soon. wherever you get your podcasts with us. So turn on the alerts. Remember to like and subscribe everywhere. And our near-death experiences off of what Wimp was talking about in an upcoming Mystery Fifth Hour. The show being brought to you today by our friends at Precision Sports.
From pediatrics to geriatrics, injuries starting to pile up on the field and in the yard, affiliated with Brookwood Baptist Health, Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, 9 convenient locations, including the return of hand surgeon Dr. Joseph Sherrill. We are rebuilding champions on and off the field, so make that appointment today. Call 855-219-6200 or visit precisionsportsortho.com.
Follow Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram at Jim Dunaway.
This hour of the Next Round is presented by Culver's. Now hiring full and part-time at the Tattersall Park location off 119. Health and dental insurance and $14 to $16 per hour for full-time hires. Apply in-store or online at culvers.com.
Tendonitis can drive a golfer to flub their shots or turn a 5K run into a stroll. And that backhand is now a bunt. Don't get comfortable with discomfort. Schedule an appointment with Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics for help in making your greatest comeback. Today is the day to get back in the game. Call 855-219-6200 to make an appointment or find a doctor at precisionsportsortho.com/providers.
Hey parents, is your son or daughter moving to Tuscaloosa this fall? Consider investing versus paying thousands in apartment rent. Lance Taylor here to tell you about our friend Tyler Bigby. Tyler is an award-winning realtor that helps parents find properties to save them thousands. Tyler also specializes in game day condos and residential homes. Find out today why Tyler is rated number one by RateMyAgent.com for Tuscaloosa County. Call 205-826-6476 for Tyler Bigby, the Advantage Realty Group. Once again, 205-826-6476.
Golf season is in full swing, and you know what that means for me, my favorite time of year. Ryan Brown here from the Next Round, inviting you to enjoy 18 holes of great golf at Ballantrae Golf Club. Just off I-65 in Pelham, Ballantrae Golf Club is one of my favorite spots in Birmingham. 18 great holes of golf designed by one of my favorite designers, Bob Kopp, and they keep the golf course in superb shape. They treat you like family when you're out there as well. Go enjoy Ballantrae Golf Club for yourself this spring and summer. 620-GOLF for a tee time, 620-4653, Ballantrae Golf Club. Anheuser-Busch wants every experience for you around beer to be a good one. And getting home safely is always a priority. So encourage friends to decide to ride. Whether it's by being the designated driver, calling an Uber, or taking public transit. You cannot drive drunk if you don't drive there. This message is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Uber, Birmingham Budweiser, and the Next Round. Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
The Double Down Media podcast family is live and full of content for all ages. The Mystery Fifth Hour gives the Next Round host a chance to talk about everything but sports. Pour a glass of Bama and bourbon, our weekly college football conversation while sipping some of the most interesting pours in the bourbon world. And our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call. LT takes off the gloves for an in-depth conversation with stars like Taylor Hicks, presented by Redmond Vodka. Find those podcasts and more by searching The Next Round on Apple, Spotify, and on our website, NextRoundLive.com. There's nothing I like more than a unique, delicious meal, and that's what you get at Champy's World Famous Fried Chicken right on Highway 119 in Alabaster. Those great full fried chicken plates, the tenders, the poor boys, but I love the Southern staple chicken on a stick. It's perfect for a tailgate or watching the big game. And then the authentic Mississippi Delta recipe homemade tamales, the best I've ever tasted. See the whole menu or order online at champyschicken.com. For Blues, Brews, and Bird, it's Champy's Chicken, Highway 119, Alabaster.
Summer weather is finally here. Make sure your air conditioner is ready for the Alabama heat. Adam, Chad, and the team at Hemp Hill are the ones to call for all of your HVAC needs. Hemp Hill Services is a locally owned and operated independent train dealer, and the team can service all makes and models. Get the guys at Hemp Hill Services to make sure your HVAC unit is ready to help you beat the Alabama heat this summer. For all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, do what I do. Call Hemp Hill Services. It's hard to stop a train. 205-229-2090.
Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com. The latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com.
Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com. The latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com. That's nextroundlive.com.
Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com, for the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com.
Part of our show today being brought to you by the great folks at Michelson, 59 days away from college football, but the Braves are heating up. They won last night 5-3 over the Phillies. Matt Olson had two home runs in that one. Four games back of the Mets, who've lost two games in a row. Mets have an early game today. That's our Michelson look ahead to baseball. We'll talk a little Freddie Freeman in a second.
I had the conversation with somebody yesterday about Michelson laser vision. They're ready to pull the trigger. If you've been procrastinating, you wear the contacts, you wear the eyeglasses, now is the time to make the phone call. 969-8100. Ask for Amy. Tell her the Next Round sent you. They're going to hook you up with a hassle-free consultation. You've got absolutely nothing to lose to find out if LASIK is right for you. Dr. Jen Michelson, Dr. Mark Michelson, they truly changed my life. Could possibly do the same for you. Call today, 969-8100, or online, michelsonlaservision.com.
More college football with Brad Crawford, 24-7 Sports at the top of the hour. But yesterday, as our show was winding down, Freddie Freeman made a decision. We didn't get a chance to really talk about it yesterday. He decided to get rid of his agency group, the people that represent him, the people that negotiated his big contract with the L.A. Dodgers, but it negotiated him out of Atlanta to L.A. What do you read into this?
Well, you know, we've heard the rumor started once the Freddie deal went down about a week after that Freddie's agent, and Casey Close is the lead agent in Freeman's negotiations, that he kind of hid what Atlanta was bringing to the table. And he was the guy that kind of directed Freddie towards Los Angeles. I don't know how much I believe of that, but now Freddie coming off an emotional weekend in Atlanta, to go, you know, radio silent, and actually to have the Players Association, I didn't realize the way they did this. Players Association reaches out to the firm, which is Excel, and says, do not have any more contact with Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, and then they show him as being self-represented.
Yep.
Because he has dropped them.
Here's his quote. Last weekend in Atlanta was a very emotional time for me and my family. I am working through some issues with my longtime agents at Excel. My representation remains a fluid situation, and I will update if needed. That's Freddie Freeman.
Yeah. You know, from the surface, if you don't know all the facts, right, and if you haven't dug in, on the surface, it looks like Freddie made this decision, got way more blowback than he thought he was going to, so he made his agents the bad guys. Like, look, they did it, I didn't do it. Now, when you dig in a little bit, you start hearing some things, and you wonder, because Freddie himself, you know, said a few things when he got to L.A. that rubbed Braves fans the wrong way. Apparently, then, he and Alex Anthopoulos had this conversation and cleared the air, and Anthopoulos told him some things that apparently Freddie didn't know about the negotiations. And that opened his eyes to this.
You know, if Freddie just would have come out, I know Braves fans were going to be upset because he's such a fixture there for such a long time. But if he would have come out and said, look, I did what I wanted to do accomplish here in Atlanta. We won a World Series championship. I want to go back home to Southern California. I want to play for this organization. I appreciate everything Atlanta's done for me. I think people would have understood that, especially with the fact that you get Matt Olson, who hit the two bombs last night.
But good timing for that, by the way.
Yeah, really. But when you start to look at the numbers, you know, the Braves initially made a $135 million five-year offer. They bumped it to $140. The Dodgers come with 6 years, $162. When you do the math, you're getting a better deal in Atlanta.
You're getting a better deal in Atlanta. You could stay. If it wasn't presented to him that way, I understand. But here's the problem with Freddie Freeman, and you guys are commenting about it in the chat room over there. Everyone is that you're a Dodger now, and the weekend in Atlanta just felt weird. I knew it was going to be emotional. It just felt weird as it went on through the whole thing. He's starting to rub his teammates in L.A. the wrong way. He's starting to rub his clubhouse, the Dodgers, the wrong way.
Well, you know, again, that was a weird press conference, the way Freddie handled it, but I'm not really surprised. I mean, he spent a lot of time there. You would have thought the emotions maybe would have been out of the way before he gets to Atlanta, but probably just overwhelmed in that situation. We'll see how it is. Freddie, from what I've always heard, is a great clubhouse guy.
But you've heard the same things, though, right? You've heard that some Dodger players are not happy with the way this is starting.
Clayton Kershaw really said, "I hope we're not second fiddle."
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look, when
he said those words.
You are now a Dodger. Our focus is the team we lost to last year in the NLCS. This is the team that we might have to go through again this year. Your focus needs to be on Los Angeles. Yeah, I get that right now, but I think it's in the moment. I think this will clear up. We got a lot of baseball to go.
No, we're the Los Angeles freaking Dodgers.
And by the way, they're
paying you a boatload of money.
They're done. Yeah. They won't see each other again to the postseason if they see each other
at
all.
That's crazy. We're not even the All-Star break. It used to be such a good rivalry back and forth. I don't know. When I first saw this story, I haven't immersed myself in the details. So when I first saw the story, I thought, Freddie doesn't like the way this is playing, so he's going to make his agents the bad guys. But when you read into it, I knew about this one-hour deadline. But I just always assume, and clearly I'm assuming incorrectly, and some of it is based on our experience, though it is a far cry from a Major League Baseball contract.
One-hour deadline is kind of ridiculous.
No, one-hour deadline is very ridiculous. I mean, we've dealt with deadlines before, never a, hey, we'll do this 1 hour from now. But
our deadline was moving, was it, Rockstar? May 31st.
Yeah. June 1st.
June 3rd.
So,
June 5th.
So, but I just always assume an agent is operating in concert with the player. Hey, here's what they've offered. It's my opinion, but this is about you, man. You need to tell me what you want to do. It seems like Freddie had given his agents a lot of undue responsibility.
Yep.
And regrets that now.
Sticky situation for Freddie Freeman. We'll jump back into college football on the other side. Brad Crawford will join us video-wise on the flip side. So stay tuned. If you're watching us on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Twitch today, always on TuneIn and our app. And brought to you in part today by our friends at Hemp Hill. If something's not flowing right, running right, or draining right, Hemp Hill can be the answer for you.
Yes, Hemp Hill Services, Adam, Chad, Andrew, the team at Hemp Hill, the ones I trust to fix it right the first time, always at a fair price for all of your plumbing, cooling, and heating needs. Trust the name. Birmingham has trusted since 1954. Hemp Hill Services. Call now, 205-229-2090.
Call the next round now at 205-734-0923.